Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. John Feinstein joins us at 8. Don't want to miss the Feinstein interview at 8 o'clock. Scott Abraham from ABC7 joins us at 9 as we dive deeper into this Commanders-Buccaneers playoff game Sunday night. Which, of course, is the third game on Sunday. This is kind of like a great stretch of football.
Mm-hmm.
For 5 days, you had college football semifinal last night. You have college football semifinal tonight. Then you have NFL playoffs on Saturday, NFL playoffs on Sunday, NFL playoffs on Monday.
Do you think the Texans feel disrespected that they're always put as the Saturday matinee game?
The first game?
I think it's like eight straight playoff appearances. They get that first game, which is always kind of the dud time slot.
Well, they're the dud team of the playoffs.
Right,
I mean, if you had to rank the 14 teams in the playoffs playing this weekend, they'd be near the bottom, if not the worst team.
Look, I understand it, but like, if you're a Texans fan or if you work for the team or if you're a player, you probably feel a little bit disrespected.
I mean, they
don't
only
get the prime time spot.
They're the only home team that's a dog.
Right.
Because the Chargers are favored.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but that is true. Thinking about how many times they played in the middle
of the
day.
Saturday, 3:30. They always draw that time spot.
Hmm.
It's kind of weird.
4:30 game, yeah.
4:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're the networks, you're going to start off by saying, okay, who do we want in prime time? Want Jaden Daniels in prime time? Want Lamar Jackson in prime time?
Mm-hmm.
Want Sam Darnold and Justin Jefferson in prime time?
Jason, remember, the Steelers-Ravens game is on prime.
It is on prime.
Yep. You have to remember that. When you're searching around for it, just remember it's on prime.
So annoying to find all those games. And then that's even for local people that don't have, like, they got it. That's the only way.
As far as I know.
Sometimes, like, it's on ESPN, mm-hmm. but it'll also be on, like,
oh, I don't think this one's
Channel 9 or whatever.
This one's offered over the air unless you have prime.
Yeah. But, I mean, who doesn't at this point?
None of the other games are on Prime, though, right?
I think just Ravens-Steelers.
That was the only one? Okay.
Didn't they have a game on Peacock last year?
They did, yes. Maybe.
Peacock, Netflix, Prime.
I think it might have been the Chiefs game. Like, one of the early Chiefs games was on
Tilting.
Peacock.
The Amazon thing has overwhelmed our lives. I don't know. I showed tremendous restraint. I don't know, because there were about 3 or 4 days where most of us were housebound, mm-hmm. other than just coming to work here. I got to imagine you guys are like, Mike, where typically when that happens, what do people end up doing? They just buy stuff on Amazon.
Just online shopping.
Just online shop because there's nothing. They're just bored. I think we you guys
you're
don't
the
do
ultimate
that?
Consumer.
Not
no.
just me, my kids. Oh, no. I need this. I
oh,
need
believe
this.
Me, I see it.
Yeah,
when people I see are, it.
I think it's a general. I don't think I'm an outlier. My family's an outlier. I think when people are just kind of stuck in their house, there's not much to do. They online shop. Yeah. I really think that's a
and
thing.
It's a dopamine.
I don't know
hit.
If
it's a dopamine.
I don't know
hit.
If it's because my kids are bored. I think they're just addicted to it.
That too.
It's just so easy.
It gets exponential though when you're like locked in your house.
Yeah.
You know.
I gotta tell you, my wife and kids are really pissed off at me because they went up to New York City. My younger daughter has this job seminar thing. She's mm-hmm.
Looking for a job.
Yeah, it's put on by the National Retail Federation. Long story short, but. Going up there, a bunch of companies.
This is the fashion thing she's into, right?
Yeah, guest speakers, and then she does these mini interviews with a bunch of different companies. And it's based at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square.
Okay.
All right.
And So my wife said, you know what, we got to get a hotel pretty close to the Marriott Marquis because I don't, you know, she's going to be walking back and forth. She's got to be there all day today and all day tomorrow.
Okay.
So I said, all right, well, I go to hotels.com and sure. I just look at the map.
Oh, you booked him a nubber, didn't you?
I mean, you got him I should have looked at the reviews.
Oh, you definitely have to look. That's the first thing you have
to look
at.
I know, I didn't. I panicked and I just booked one. It's called the Millennium Garbage Hotel. They should change the name.
What is the problem?
It's just dirty and old and it's just nothing works.
They're disgusted.
Yeah. I mean,
Is there like bed bugs and stuff? Are they worried about that?
No, but they looked for bed bugs. Luckily, there's no bed bugs.
Uh-huh.
But they said that the mattresses are old and uncomfortable. Anyway, they're going to be there 3 nights and they are pissed at me.
Yeah.
I said, but you know what, girls? I had to get a hotel very close to the Marquis. Yeah. I don't know anything about these hotels.
Why didn't they book it?
Because he's in charge of the,
It's unbelievable.
No, because they asked me to book it.
Okay.
How much is the? Are you paying for even for this trash hotel? Like $300 a night?
It's three something a night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's $1,000 for 3 nights.
Yeah.
And
it shouldn't be like that.
It's,
but yeah.
It's a terrible hotel.
The Continental Breakfast.
Times Square. I mean, it's so hurting.
It's Times Square. I hate Times Square. Hate it.
I'm not a fan of Times Square either.
Way too many people.
But
way
I mean, I could have sent him to the St. Regis, which is $1,200 a night.
No, you're not.
I ain't doing that.
No.
I said, you know what? All you got to do is sleep there. You're not going to be in the room for most of the weekend.
They would not be able to live where my son lives in Chinatown.
Yeah.
They would not survive it.
Hey, so what happened to the dog
this
morning?
But they are pissed off.
He literally walks by rats to get to his door to walk up.
Oh, I guarantee you my wife and daughters are walking by rats to get into this hotel.
What happened to the dog this morning? You kept asking us you were going to bring in the dog. What happened?
I just thought about it. And it was too much of a pain. And then when I found out Channel 9 was going to be in here, it would have been a distraction.
Yeah.
So
you have been stressed
there's
out.
Enough going on with WUSA 9 in here.
So I bailed on that. So I took her for a walk this morning. Hopefully, she did her business early. Hopefully, she's good for another 7 hours. Or no, another 4.5 hours.
So is that what you, like, when you're a dog owner, you have to...
She's on a routine, man. That dogs are all about routines.
I got it. Does she have like a dog? She's too big, so you can't have like a doggy door type thing. So
no.
What does
she's
she do? She just waits.
He doesn't
and
have
and
a
wait.
Fence.
Yeah.
He can't even. If,
yeah,
even
but
don't,
you,
have
could,
a doggy
you could
door.
Have an electric fence. He could, in theory.
Yeah,
right?
But yeah. I don't have a doggy door for her to go out.
Now, do they make doggy doors for dogs that are that big?
I don't
so
know.
So that you have a little freedom?
I mean,
you
don't I would assume, but.
I'm just asking.
I mean, we never thought
most
about
people
that
have dogs, when the dog needs to go out, if you have a fence or invisible fence, you just get up and you let the dog out.
No, I know, but like,
if you're gone
away,
for several
like,
hours,
I'm going to play golf. Yeah, my wife's at work, and then I want to go have drinks and dinner with the boys. Now I got to go home and take out the dog.
Or you hire
put a bullet.
No,
in
a lot of people do.
Or you hire Rover to come over, and then somebody will.
So I got to pay more money. I've been hemorrhaging money.
No, I'm not doing that. So
yeah.
If it's not a neighbor, I mean, look, it's very rare that
I can't never have a pet.
It's very
pets
rare.
Are expensive.
That,
like if you don't want more expenses. Don't get it.
They're
don't
expensive,
get a dog.
But also like it's so overwhelming the burden.
Like if I go to the vet with my dog and the charge is only like $125, I feel like I'm stealing. See what I'm saying? Like sometimes the bills are way higher. Like if they tell me, "Oh yeah, your visit here today for the tech appointment, whatever, is $85," I want to throw a party.
So I'll give you an example. But I'll give you an example, Jason. You could comment on this. So after the show today, I got a little time to kill, and then I'm meeting my boys. Up at the club, and we're going to hit in the sim for 2 hours and have lunch and just hang out. It's a Friday.
All right.
If I was you, I'd have to go home first and let out the dog.
Correct.
Nightmare.
But
where's your wife?
Let's just say she was working.
Okay. See, my wife doesn't work. So usually she's home. It's very rare that she's out of town for 3 days. So it's just rare that I would have to take my dog out at 3:30 or race home after work to do that.
So my wife works, you know, 5 days a week, but, you know, three days from home, 2 days from work, whatever.
It's fine. I mean, I do have to race home.
You get used to it.
Yeah.
I guess you just get used to it.
I was going to take her here, but it worked out, hopefully. Hopefully they're not
poo all over. Anytime you go out, I mean, it's also, it can be a built-in excuse, like Cakes came over for New Year's Eve.
You know
Eve.
What? He likes it. It's a built-in excuse.
But he had to go back to deal with his dog.
Yeah,
correct.
You like
and
that.
Also...
And it works hand in hand. It was 9:30.
I do have to say
the witching hour was coming close, so I had to get out of there.
I don't know if Cakes is going. Sometimes he does, but we do this Kris Kringle, the homies Kris Kringle Christmas party, which is Saturday. It's tomorrow at Tommy's house in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric's going out of town, so he's not going to be there.
So literally the first one I've missed, Jason duffs them occasionally. The first one I've missed in like 30 years.
I haven't duffed them that much. Maybe one in the last 10 years.
A couple.
Well, anyway, there might be, tomorrow might be a couple.
Oh, this is a pre-duff. This is the pre-duff.
Well, because laying the foundation.
No, because first of all, it's supposed to snow in the morning, so the roads, I don't know, but they're supposed
it's barely going to snow.
We're going to get 2 inches.
No, but it's enough of an excuse.
He lives they in said a different
two,
area. Yeah.
They said 2 to 3 inches.
But it's gonna the sun's going to come out and melt it. I actually heard the weather report.
I hope. Yeah. I just don't want to deal with the roads. And then the traffic to get all the way to Columbia from Ashburn. Mm-hmm. It's going to take me an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah. He's duffing. Yeah.
And then I got my dog. I'm not bringing my dog to Tommy's. So I got to have to race back home.
You actually
so
could bring the dog to Tommy's.
I might be duffing.
Take the might be out of there.
You know what?
There.
You go for me.
I'm going to go
or JP,
as
go
a proxy.
Me. Go for me.
I went last year, and I, for whatever reason, I couldn't find Tommy's house. I just couldn't.
Did you bail?
I went, but I... Literally,
went to the wrong court?
It was cold. It was the coldest night ever.
It was cold,
miserable. Yeah.
Did you have the address?
Yes, but my stupid ways was...
It was all malfunctioning?
Whatever.
It was so
For whatever
cold.
Reason, I was like 2 or 3 blocks off from where his house was. And I was ready to just punt and just go home because I couldn't find it. But luckily, I got guided in and eventually found it.
That does happen sometimes. I wonder if it's like the cold or something. I was driving around the other day. And my GPS, it wasn't locking in on where I was. Has
Plus,
this ever
he lives in a
you?
Weird. He lives in a weird spot where all of the houses. It's just Columbia is just kind of weird in certain spots, and he lives
They're
in
very
one
condensed.
Of the weird spots.
It's a very condensed neighborhood.
They're all close to each other.
I'm making an excuse for my inability.
But I mean,
to
if you have an address,
place.
You have an address. I mean, I don't know how.
I know
it doesn't make any sense how you couldn't find it. And then all you got to do is call Tommy. Tommy, right. Where exactly am I?
I was doing that, and nobody was picking up. I was. A stranger in a strange land, stranded.
Oh, right.
Anyway.
Stranded in Columbia.
So that's, I just want to lay the groundwork.
Yeah, what is the latest? Because we are.
Mr. Bickle, I'm laying the groundwork.
I know, I see you. They're going to be distraught.
That'll be fine.
People
no, because
will get
it's
over
too,
it.
Now it's going to look like we're big time in it.
Who are the luminaries that always go? Like Pastry.
Horsey.
Squirrel.
Johnny Horsey. Squirrel.
His brothers.
Yeah.
Buck.
I don't know. I'm just one of your brothers, I guess. Roosie.
Ross. Marco Casey will show up.
Yeah. And then Bucky.
All those are rotating. It's a rotating cast.
Rotating crew. Yeah. And it's the first one I've missed. Mm-hmm. And it's getting harder because, you know, as your kids
get older.
Did
the Bowman show up? That's three.
No. We didn't really go. I didn't really hang out with them in the college.
I don't know if those Venn diagrams intersect.
Yeah.
Tom Healy occasionally shows
up. Tom will show up occasionally if he's in town.
Yeah.
I'll invite him. But, it's a good thing. It's like we've been doing it for 30 years. Just the guys, college guys, get together, hang out. Because, you know.
It's harder to get together as you get older.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you kind of got to make a point of doing it. As I said to Tommy, Tommy said, I'm probably the only guy that he's talked to in the last 6 months. You know, and I've called him a few times. It's not like we're doing a million things together. It's like it's weird. As you get older.
I actually never talked to him. I just text him.
You just don't.
You get more insulated. You get more insulated with your own S. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you've got kids, your kids got activities, and I mean, you're going to a basketball game of a boyfriend.
Yeah, with the
in
family.
In New York City.
Right.
Yeah. And then next week, I could say next week, but next week my daughter has something in Raleigh, North Carolina. Right.
That's the way it works.
You know.
And the Steelers-Ravens game starts at 8, and I want to watch it.
Oh, so, that's what it is.
So if I stay through dinner, I mean, I'm going to have to leave during the game.
You don't care.
You'd have to watch it
at 3 in the morning.
You'd be forced to watch it on Tommy's bubble TV, which you don't want to do.
I think he's got, I know
he's got a good TV.
Now. I think he's got a legit TV.
The funny joke is he's got a bunch of bubble TVs.
Well, he used
it's funnier
downstairs,
that way.
It looked like the Myers.
I think he's got decent TVs.
No, he has regular TVs down there now.
Yeah.
But he's got a bunch of them.
The Horsies and the Myers did have something in common.
What? Above ground pool.
Both had above ground pool.
Hey, you know what? You join the above ground pool, but I bet when it's 93 degrees and sticky in July.
You're jumping in.
I had many a birthday parties at above ground pool.
I bet you did. You know, I have to go to the Dina because I've driven past it. I've never really been in Pasadena.
Oh, you would love it, Eric.
Because I feel the way you hype it is that I would like it more than like Lewisdale where Horsey grew up. I mean, there's nothing good about Louisville.
You would love Pasadena.
Right, yeah, I live in Pasadena.
Right.
Now, certain parts, not so much.
Right.
But I'd steer you in the right direction.
I think Pastry lives in the Dena now, right? Doesn't he?
He does. He lives probably down...
he lives right on the water.
Yeah, down near, like, Bodkin Creek.
Yeah. You got a beautiful place out there.
Yeah, you would get sized for that part.
His mortgage ain't beautiful.
I'm like, what are you doing?
His mortgage stinks.
Interest rates are horrific.
You should see what he's spending on his mortgage.
Yeah.
Doesn't Tommy work in the mortgage biz? Couldn't hook him?
Can't get him a better rate.
When the rates are high,
he can't mess with the gov.
When the rates are 7%.
Man, I know nothing about mortgage rates, and I know very little about refinancing, but man, did I refied at the sweet spot.
Yeah,
my mortgage rate... If I showed Cassidy my mortgage rate, he might keel over. Yeah. He might grab his heart and say, this is the big one.
3%? Maybe lower?
Sub 3%.
Yeah, that's nice.
Got, two?
Basically getting free money.
Yeah, don't ever lose that.
They're like, it's free money. Would you like it? And I say, yes, please give me more free money.
Right.
Please, you ain't going to see 3% here anytime soon.
I know.
If ever.
I'm well aware. Trust me. I know.
You know how many dock bars you'd be sized to go to, Eric?
I would like that. I would probably be a full blown alkie.
Is Pasadena like the dock bar capital of the state of Maryland?
No, like Annapolis has a billion.
Right.
Edgewater has a billion.
But they probably have more per cap
what's
than anybody else.
What's the nicest one? Like, what's the
There's a Mike's that's down there.
But it's different than the Mike's.
It's different than the Mike's that's in Annapolis.
Right, yeah, I live in Pasadena.
There's a rumor reel that's on the water. You can take the boat out and go to Donnelly's.
Did your parents did? You used to have a boat, right?
Yeah, it's in the front yard. Still have it.
Is it still in the front yard?
We actually have two boats. We have one in the front, one in the back.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
Matching boats. Like
you have a boat in your front yard?
Yeah. And it's got a big old blue tarp on it.
One.
Is it in the driveway at least?
No. It's in the, when I say it's in the yard, it's on the left side of the house in the yard.
Because there's no room to put it anywhere else.
No, you can't fit that thing in the driveway.
But why don't your dad just, why doesn't he put it like another normal human
extend
in like storage?
The driveway.
Or in storage. Like
it's cheaper. Storage. It's cheaper to
clip it. Well, I mean, that's
it.
What people do. They that's put what people, in
they wrap. Yeah, I know. They wrap their boat and they keep it, they
put
keep
it
in storage.
Lift somewhere.
Yeah, on a lift.
Oh, okay.
And then when it's time to put it back
in
its slip.
They go in there. They just put it in the water.
You know, cheaper to keep it on the side of the house.
I know, exactly.
They don't charge you to keep it on the side
of your
house.
So you don't have a community thing or whatever,
what
right?
What do you mean a community?
HOA.
A community
dog. HOA. They're not going
to. No, there's HOA, but it's peanuts.
So they don't care that there's a boat
like,
in the front
it's
yard.
It's fine. You have your boat on the side
that community,
of your house.
That community has so many boats, so many RVs, so many golf carts in their front yard.
Oh, golf carts?
Yeah, golf carts.
So where do the people take the golf carts?
They just ride around the community.
Take it to Compass Point, EB.
Yeah, but hold on. Do you take it not to a golf course, just in
right,
the...
Right, yeah, I live in
just like to drive around the community.
To drive drunk to like a dock bar.
Hop in, let's go to Pizza Raven.
Can you drive drunk to a dock bar in a golf cart?
No. This is what our community did. All right, the Sylvan View, silly community.
Okay,
grew up there, it's awesome.
Right.
There's a guy that's probably 100 yards, 200 yards that lives from us, built his own bar. And he attaches it to the golf cart and drives it up to the community beach.
He's got a mobile bar.
Yeah, so you have it right at the
and so
at the
he
water.
Sell, and he's got a liquor license.
No, it's all the dads in the community.
Is he selling the drinks or he just survived?
No. You're in the community. You're
freebies.
part of the crew.
So he'll make you whatever
he started
drink you
this.
Want?
He started it during COVID when all the bars shut down. He built his own bar out of wood.
All right, gotta have their alcohol, man.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like a legit square bar, attached it to the golf cart, drove it up to the community beach, and basically made his own dock bar.
Amazing.
That guy's an entrepreneur.
And he just provides all the alcohol. Does he get tips? Does he accept tips?
I'm sure people chip in.
Yeah. It gets expensive, man. If you got your own bar,
it's a lot,
and everybody
man.
Just glomming on your drinks.
We might have to do a road trip to Pasadena.
Sure.
Why not?
I'd be up for it.
I was last there for a Dance Moms event about 15 years ago.
Jeez. In the Dena?
Yeah. Took Kelsey to some sort of dance studio there to get autographs of these ladies who scream at their kids.
That sounds like a horrible day.
That's in Long Point Hall right next to the library.
All right. How far away do you live from a Ross?
No Ross.
You have a Marshall's?
Yeah, that's in Glen Burnie.
Marshall's is okay.
I'm Ross is guy. The is
Ross. If you have a Ross,
it's the worst of the worst.
Stay away from Ross.
Gotta take a Roosie. Break. When we come back, how much are we going to see Jaden Daniels run in this game against Tampa, and how
bad of a defense are they against running quarterbacks? We tackle that next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980
timing,
here in the DMV.
Huh? Did we nail that?
I think
knocked
we did.
Knocked out a WSA 9 hit and did that? A little late?
A little bit.
It's a great song.
You can check out WSA 9. We did a couple of hits, which I guess they're going to play in their 9 o'clock hour. Thanks again to Monumental Sports, where we're on right now.
Love being on Monumental.
For letting us do that simulcast, tricast, whatever the hell it is.
I got a question for you, but there's so many Caps and Wizards games. They probably don't replay us that much this time of year, right?
Not sure.
Yeah. I don't think they do.
No, they've got live content.
They got
most
a lot
nights.
Of content going.
Just wait until March and April, though. You'll see way too much junks on Monumental Sports.
You're right. May and June.
May and June.
When are we doing our altcast? We have that locked in.
I think
we announce
February 7th.
February 7th.
Is that that's a Wiz game? I think right.
February 7th, Super Bowl weekend. Pretty sure.
Oh, that's right.
So is that a Friday or Saturday?
I think it's the Friday,
it's Friday.
Night game.
Friday night. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's our next one.
We'll hype that
up. We're going to order pizza or something?
But, sure.
Because we did the concession.
You're already worried about the food?
Well, it's killing time.
It's part of the bit.
It's a bit.
We're going to sing happy birthday to you. We'll get a birthday cake.
Right. It is a day. How about present me gifts? You could do that. I'm always open to accepting gifts.
All right. We can do that.
I'm going to be 55 years old.
That's double amazing. Nickels.
Oh, my God.
Right? Isn't that incredible?
Well, we're not that far behind you. We're all born in the same year.
Yep.
Oh, I know.
We're gaining.
It's depressing.
800-636-1067 is the number. Cakes, I was trying to do a little research because you've mentioned this throughout the week about the Tampa defense not faring well against running quarterbacks. So if you go back to the Ravens game, which is the middle of the season, he ran for 52 yards. I mean, it's Lamar Jackson.
Sure.
But I looked at the last couple of weeks, Spencer Rattler and Bryce Young. Now, they're not known for necessarily being running quarterbacks, but they didn't really run the football that successfully. Rattler was sacked just twice, had one run for 11 yards. Bryce Young was sacked 5 times in the game. He didn't really run for anything significantly against Tampa. So what were you looking at when you see that?
I mean, I think it's more early in the season, and maybe they've shored it up. But Jayden,
or maybe it's just matchup. They haven't chased.
Jayden had 88 and 2 in the debut. Bo Nix had 9 carries for 47 yards and a touchdown. You mentioned Lamar. Hurts scored a touchdown against them, too, though he didn't have a ton of yards.
He didn't have a ton of yards. They sacked Hurts 6 times, too. They got it. They beat the Eagles. They crushed the Eagles, actually.
Right.
Here's what Mina Kimes from ESPN said, though, about Jayden Daniels against this Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense.
Really, the first 2 weeks watching the Washington offense, it was like dink and dunk and screens.
Perimeter screen galore.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. So many screens.
Yeah.
Can we call sale
started
again?
The game with a screen. Like game one, play one, screen.
All of which is to say, Tampa's lucky they got him week one, right? Because the year went on, not only did he start seeing the field better, he started attacking downfield. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason why his numbers against the blitz have been so good this year, second league-wide, by the way, in QBR against the blitz, is that willingness to push the ball downfield. We think about that throw against Cincinnati, right, the infamous game-ending throw where he's got pressure all up in his face and he hits the go ball to McLaurin. And I think for this Tampa game, that's got to be in Bull's mind, that willingness to attack downfield. This is a Bucs defense that has struggled against scrambling quarterbacks all year long. They rank near the bottom of the NFL.
Also struggles covering the ball down the field on the perimeter.
Yeah, they struggle in a lot of ways, to be honest. Yeah. And they struggle in ways that I just think this version of Jayden Daniels is very well equipped to attack.
I think she's right. The one thing about Jayden that's amazing to me is how many times he really is kind of bottled up in the pocket, but he just scoots away. Guys will have a hand on him, have a hand on his jersey.
He can like,
and he just gets away from
him. He can like lift his feet up, and get out of it, and then take off.
And that's been, and then when he got, once he does that, and he's got 15 yards or 20 yards,
he's going to get it.
He's not going to get tackled. He's not going to get tackled by one guy. I mean, he might get forced out of bounds by one guy, but there's not going to be one guy that can get him. He's going to just juke him.
And you've been away, so you didn't hear me say this, but you know, the number one concern with Jayden, with everyone, I think, by and large, was injury, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, being nervous about these hits. It's gotten to the point where I'm not nervous anymore when he's out running. Like, and he's running 15, 16 times some of these times. Like, I just think I kind of buy into... He's just a football player, and he kind of knows he's going to take these hits, and sometimes they look like car crashes, but he pretty much
You're just accustomed to it.
Kind like, of accustomed
you,
to
yeah,
it.
You know
like, I think even though he's slight, he can generally handle it.
He's got a pretty, he has a good sense of when to sidestep people, when to get out of bounds, that
he's
take
doing
that
a much
last
better
step.
Job of that.
Yeah.
Do the sacks trouble you? If you look at the last month,
never,
New Orleans,
never
Philadelphia, Atlanta,
terrible.
Dallas, yeah, but it's piled up. He was sacked 8 times against New Orleans, just once by the Eagles, but in the last 2 weeks, 5 times by the Falcons, 4 times
in
the Dallas game, and he only played a half.
At least one or two of those were at the end. He should have thrown it away, but he just kind of walked out of bounds.
I think that's part of it, but
or one or two.
I think he's top 5 in being sacked this year. He was sacked.
Well, here's the thing:
a bunch.
That was an issue coming in, and we were a little bit concerned because that was a college issue, right? He had a really high, whatever the
sack to pressure ratio.
Sack to pressure ratio, but it never felt like it was slowing us down. Now maybe he just built them up towards the end of the year, but they're different from Howell's. Howell's last year were like they were like catastrophic. Like he was just getting crushed. I do think some of his are on the run, getting tackled right around the line of scrimmage. They're not all just being a sitting duck.
It's not all on the line. I know the line hasn't been great. Actually, there was a quote from Sean Payton this week. I think it was this week when he said it. And some people looked at it as a shot at Russell Wilson, but he was kind of complimenting Bo Nix, who I think was only sacked 24 times, so about half of what Jaden Daniels was sacked. But he said that the sack is actually a quarterback stat, not a line stat, because quarterbacks can throw the ball away and get rid of the ball quick. I mean, you think about somebody like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, they weren't sacked a ton,
right?
Because they just would, you know, spike the ball.
That may be true, but Joe Burrow has been sacked a billion
times.
That's
true.
But playmakers, like if you want, like part of what makes Jaden special is not throwing it away, waiting that extra second, and then taking off. If he just throws it away, then he's not going to have all those runs.
Yeah, he's buying time.
So it's, you know, it's something you have to kind of deal with. It's kind of like a
he's taking
chicken
some
and an egg.
Yeah,
he's taken some hits the last few weeks. I don't know what
never
game it was.
Too concerned about
what
him.
Game was it when he got his knee bent back underneath him? Oh, was that the Saint game?
That was a little
that
upsetting.
That was scary.
But you saw his foot come out, so you knew
game.
He was okay.
Maybe it was the Falcons.
Yeah. I knew he was okay because the foot popped out. But yeah.
When
was,
it first happened, I said, oh,
it
geez.
Was a little scary.
That looks scary. I think his player prop on FanDuel for rushing yards is 48.5. I think that's just a lot.
That's
lock.
Low.
I think that's a lot.
Getting back to the Bucs struggles.
48.5?
For rushing?
The for Jaden, yeah.
The Bucs defense in weeks 1 through 9, they were giving up 5 yards per rush to opposing quarterbacks. That number's dropped to 3.2 since. So they've done a better job at limiting the scrambling elusive quarterbacks.
I mean, if you look at it, they haven't faced that many, right? So if you look at their last month of games,
they faced Bryce Young twice. He can move.
Okay, but I don't think he's not really known as a running quarterback.
He's not Lamar or Jaden Daniels, but if he needs to, he can tuck the ball and run.
But they face Herbert. He's not really a runner. I mean, all these guys can, but they haven't faced a dual threat.
No, the three legit runners they face were Jaden, Lamar, and Hurts.
Yeah, I would. That 48.5 sounds.
Doesn't that sound low?
Super low.
I just look at both of these defenses as being average.
Right.
They're average defenses. I think Washington ended up finishing 13th, which is a huge improvement from where they were last
light
year.
Years
Where's
beyond.
Tampa overall?
They were in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, 16 or 17.
I can check again.
But Tampa against the run is really good.
But against the pass?
Against the pass, they are not.
Pretty poor.
Yeah, they are bad. So maybe this is more of a Jaden passing game than it is a running game. Who knows? I just think the 48 is a low number.
I like that. I like that. I might want to jump on that.
By the way, 4 straight Bucs games have gone over the total. Overs are 12-5 in Bucs games this season.
Mm-hmm. I mean, on paper, your sort of instinct is, yeah, both teams should be able to score.
I mean, Jaden's rushing numbers. All right, so against Dallas, he didn't play the second half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he had 27 yards. He would have gotten 48.
Right.
127, 81, 68, 34 in the Tennessee game. That was just an explosion. 74. So I'm throwing the Dallas game out because he didn't play the whole game. So 5 out of the last.
It seems ridiculous.
6, yeah. It's gotten to 48.
So to answer your question, Jason, Tampa, in terms of yards per game, finished 18th in the league. The Commanders, 13th.
Okay.
But it's a difference of 12 or 13 yards.
Yeah, it's not a big.
So I think they're very kind of similar. They may have different strengths. And the weird part about Washington's ranking is if you just looked at the statistic, you'd go, oh, man, they have a great secondary. They're third in the league in pass defense. Just teams have chosen to run against them and don't necessarily need to pass against.
Here's a good nugget as to why we should all bet a lot of money on the over rushing yards for Jaden Daniels. The Bucs blitz 36% of the time. No quarterback scrambles at a higher rate against the blitz than Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. His average yardage on scrambles increases from 7.2 on regular plays to 10.7 against the blitz.
Yeah, and he's so and they're going to come
if
after
Bowles
him.
Is just bringing the heat relentlessly. Jaden's just going to look at it and say, okay, I'm going to diagnose this. I'm going to dodge you, and then I'm going to kick this thing outside and gain 13 to 15 yards.
Well, maybe he adjusts it because he did that in the first game,
right.
And Jaden got 90 yards, and that's kind of what they want.
Right.
But I would think that's what Kingsbury wants. Yeah, come after him
sure. Because
he's going to scoot. So maybe they adjust that a little bit and don't blitz as much, but we'll see.
Coming up next, we have our playoff junkies touchdown parlay. But let me tell you about the Purple Heart Foundation. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation could provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. John Feinstein will join us at 8 o'clock. Don't want to miss our interview with John coming up at 8 o'clock. Scott Abraham from ABC 7 at 9. Football Friday, we're talking Commanders, Buccaneers. We'll get into the rest of the NFL playoffs a little bit later. It's going to be a busy weekend. Plus, you have Ohio State against Texas tonight. So, should be a fun football weekend.
Hell yeah.
When you hear that music from The Weeknd, it means we're going to do our touchdown parlay.
We are. Is it going to be a seven-legger this week? Are we the boys behind the glass combining for one pick?
Great mind back here. We're going to combine.
Okay.
One
pick. All right. One.
Is Mike Maher even here?
Yeah, he's here.
He's okay. Here.
You're getting a lot of slander. You're catching a lot of slander lately, Mike Maher.
What's the slander? I just hadn't seen him.
I know.
Me too. That's what I mean. He's standing right there. He's standing right behind Drab T-shirt.
Mike Moore.
I looked before and he wasn't there, and I walked by and I didn't see him.
I've been commenting on his lack of attendance lately.
On a hot streak.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure JP already talked to Mike Maher.
He just doesn't remember. So. I'm sure.
I don't think so.
Doesn't matter. Well, it's okay.
We're all mid-50s. Our brains are a little bit, they're not as good as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're faulty.
All right, who's going to lead off? We'll spin the wheel.
Why don't we start behind the glass?
I saw these guys arguing during
not,
the break.
Are you not ready?
No, we're ready.
All right. Don't take my guy.
Maybe who's going to present, you or Maher? Maher usually has a little more energy.
Who's the mouthpiece?
All right, Mike, go ahead. I mean, the disrespect is crazy, but all right.
I'm not disrespecting
Dynamic
you.
Dynamic Mike Maher, go ahead.
Mike always has energy.
We're not going to overthink this. Drab and I were, you know, just locked in looking at FanDuel. In the first game, first player that caught our eye was Broncos Bills, Courtland Sutton, plus 160. He's got 5 touchdowns in the last 6 games, 81 catches on the year, over 1,000 yards. And the Bills are notorious chokers in the playoffs. Courtland Sutton, plus 160. Let's not overthink this.
All right, I like the play.
You got anything to add to that, Drabby?
Nope, my guy killed it. He took everything I told him to say. But good job, Mike.
All right, they're in.
All right.
I think you should go next, Jason.
Oh, okay. All right, so we've been talking about the Commander-Bucks game, obviously, all week. And I think we'd all be surprised if this total wasn't into the mid to high 40s. Maybe it gets over the 50.5, which is the total right now. I think that Jaden's going to have some opportunities to move the ball through the air because Tampa's secondary is just okay, maybe not even okay. They got 2 guys who are banged up. I'm not sure which guys are going to be starting at corner or how they're going to defend Terry McLaurin. But Terry McLaurin has scored. He doesn't have a ton of targets, although he had 12 targets in the Dallas game. But he doesn't have a ton of targets over the last 5 or 6 weeks. But when he does get targets, he gets catches.
He's efficient.
He has scored touchdowns in 5 of the last 6.
Pretty good.
So Jaden's going after T-Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to go after T-Mac again on Sunday night. So I'm going to take Terry McLaurin plus 115. I think that's a good number.
All right, I'm going to go it's next.
In. Yeah, I think you're going to go the same game, right?
Yeah, and that's why I wanted you to go first, because I would take Terry. I like that. Yep. But I'm going to go the other way. Listen, I'm picking my boys, but it's hard to think that the guy who just had his 11th straight 1,000-yard season cakes and
who, good.
Against the Commanders in his five career games, has 25 catches for 547 yards and six touchdowns. It's hard to imagine that Mike Evans probably, you know, won't have a or that won't have a touchdown, right? I think he probably will. I'm still picking us, but I'll go Mike Evans to score anytime touchdown for the Bucs.
Very you good. Don't believe it's in Marshawn Lattimore.
I think Marshawn, I mean, he might be okay. I don't know. I'm not sold on him yet.
Until he proves it, right?
I'm sure he's had a great career or whatever, but I want to see him play. Is he still great? That's my question. I don't know. But did we get damaged goods?
Better hope
I don't know.
So. He's going to be here for a couple seasons.
Yeah. I don't know. I need to see more than the game where they didn't target him and then the game where he got called for 100 penalties. Yeah. I need to see more.
It's fair.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, he was going against one of the top three or four receivers in the
true.
Eagle game.
Sure.
But now he's going to go against one of the top
five
receivers.
That game, to me, didn't look much different than St. Juice.
Yeah, he struggled. He struggled.
I just want to see more.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, you're in.
All right, so let's go to John Paul Feinbach.
All right, so let's be real. We got out of the gates this season red hot with the touchdown parlay.
We did. We killed it.
I don't know what you call something that's beyond a slump, an extended slump. We're in a big-time slump. We need to get back on the board with a parlay win. So I'm going to go with what I think is about as big a gimme as you're going to find on the board.
Uh-oh.
And that's Kyren Williams, running back for the Rams. I won't say all he does is score touchdowns because he's a pretty good back, but he scores touchdowns frequently. Last 6 weeks, he's got six touchdowns, only one game where he didn't find the end zone. So I'm going to go Kyren Williams to get in the end zone for the Rams on Monday night. They did move the game to Arizona.
They did.
So it'll be in Arizona on Monday night.
Very good. All right, you're in. You're in the mix. All right, I believe I'm the only one left.
Yep.
I'm going to go with a guy with a big plus number who had been having a really good month until last week. Jordan Addison. Last week, he was targeted six times. He had one catch for 0 yards. What an egg that whole Vikings offense laid against the Lions.
Yep.
I feel like they're going to get back on track. I had a homecoming game angle, too, for Addison until the game got moved from Southern California to Arizona because of the wildfires. That dampens my enthusiasm for it a little bit, but what kind of resuscitates it is I'm getting him at plus 150. He had three touchdowns against the Falcons. He had a touchdown against the Drab Hawks. He had a touchdown against the Packers before that dud against the Lions. I think he finds the end zone again. He's pretty much become the deep threat over Justin Jefferson in that offense, and I think he finds the end zone in this matchup. So he's in
at
plus 150. All right, so let us recap quickly. We've got Mike Evans and T-Mac, Terry McLaurin in the same game. We've got Kyren Williams and Jordan Addison also in the same playoff game, and Cortland Sutton. That is five picks, a $10 wager, pays $430.84. There's a lot of chalk in there, so $430.
I'll take
free
it.
Boost.
I'll take it.
The
Come
boost.
On.
You know what?
Boosts
the
are
boost,
done.
Much like our luck, has kind of faded.
How about we just get a dub? We need a dub.
I need a dub.
We definitely need a win.
So what would that get? I get about an extra $60 or something.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Give or take.
I'll take it. Seven. What, yeah, 400?
You're about right.
$430.84.
Yeah, that's $58 or something. I'm sized for $58.
Sure.
I'll take it.
That's like, two fast food drivers.
Sure.
When we two win trips. $2 bets, we get by sized.
Yeah. I mean,
I made Venmo yesterday. $2
I gave
yesterday.
You your $6 in cash. I don't owe you any money on Venmo.
Thank you. Only, dude, I don't use cash for anything other than my barber.
How much cash do you have?
No, I had to take some because of the barber.
Gotcha. I was going to buy your cash off you for Venmo.
Oh, maybe I should do that. For some reason, I'd rather have it in my Venmo.
I'd have currency.
I like having it in Venmo. I only use the Venmo money for fantasy leagues. Really?
I can buy Bitcoin. I can buy golf clubs. I mean, I don't know.
By the way, I got the saddest $31.50 Venmo of my life yesterday when my high stakes fantasy partner, Mikey Botts, also known as Mikey Stotts, sent me my half of our $63 net win for not one, two high stakes fantasy leagues. We came out on the positive side.
That includes all your transaction fees and everything. So your net up how much? $37?
No. Between the two of us, it was like $63. So right, I got a Venmo for like $31.50.
So you were net up $30-some dollars.
Yeah, correct.
All of that hassle,
all of the grinding, all of the,
was it joyful?
The waiver claims.
Was it joyful?
It's still fun, but I'd like to profit a little bit more in 2025.
If you have another year where you, God forbid, you lose or you win like $30, and you go through all of the stress.
Yeah.
Will you continue to do it?
Yes.
Will I continue?
He's going to continue until his deathbed.
Yes, of course.
No, but course. Like,
he's a fantasy football lifer.
I'm a dork. I'm a fantasy dork. It's
yeah, but what if
I
it becomes obvious
to?
That you can't even, like, you're not even that good at it?
Maybe we're already at that point.
Don't
I don't
you
know.
Remember two seasons
he's
ago,
to it.
He called out all the chumps in his league?
Yes.
Yeah,
I had a lot
and then he ended up finishing in last.
I had a lot of bravado and swagger. I've been knocked down at least one peg.
Yeah.
Like I've reined that in.
An example I could give is I played a lot of poker. I played as much poker as almost anyone 10, 15 years ago for 5-6 years. But everybody got good.
Everybody so passed you.
Yeah. What's the point? Like, I don't like playing it, just beating my head in.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's better than me. At worst, I'm as good as the worst player at the table. So I have no, you know what I'm saying?
That's why you should quit Words with Friends and some of those games.
Yeah, I mean,
fantasy's pretty good.
Never. Listen, I will never.
Like, I quit stuff I suck at.
It will haunt me. It's going to haunt me until I'm in the dirt that I scored on Jaden Daniels in the 13th round and team couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, you
just, I just couldn't.
You won $30.
$31.50, yes.
Yeah, coming up next, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein joins us here on The Junkies.